Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, for joining us, be part of the conversation. It's always good to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. Yep, I'll play later on in the hour. We're going to play a clip or two from CPAC. Some of the interviews I did there were really good. Well, I think they were really good anyhow. I mean, a whole bunch of you guys. But truly, we had a good time there. We got some good interviews there, so I'll play them out for you in a little bit. You know, last week, Republicans joined with 42 Democrats to pass a bipartisan act to stop. You ready for this one? You ready, 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 ready. You know, the Democrats care so much about us. But Republicans and a couple of Democrats joined together to pass a bipartisan act to stop convicted terrorists and sexual predators from becoming TSA agents. Simple vote, right? Not a big deal. 174 Democrats voted against it. Now, why would anybody, convicted, not assumed terrorists, convicted terrorists, and convicted sexual predators from becoming TSA agents, why would anybody vote against that? AOC, Omar, Tlaib. Even House Minority Leader Steny Hoyer voted against the bill, but they didn't say why. They won't say why. You can't, you know why? You can't defend it. There's no way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. There's so much you can do up there. Right? I mean, the other thing, you want to talk about living in the Twilight Zone? The Democrat primary started off with what? Anybody tell me? Six minorities, five women, three millennials, and one openly gay man. Democratic voters. Right? Democrats. The party of diversity. The big tent party. Democrat voters rejected every one of them except for the two old white rich guys who have been in the government forever, who is part of the problem that they're screaming about. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Two straight old white guys from the party of diversity. Anybody home? God bless. I love it. Have you guys seen clips? I'm not going to play them on the show. I don't want to play them. Of the Clintons documentary now. And apparently, she tears Bernie apart. I heard one or two clips from it. Said nobody wants to work with him. Nobody likes him. He's lazy. He doesn't really do the work. He's been there forever. And she tears him up in the documentary. And then she goes on to blame everybody else for her loss but her. Which is why I keep saying, I'm really not joking, I'm serious. I keep saying it, it's the party of non-responsibility. It never ends. They never stop and say, this is what we did wrong, this is what we should have done. They just keep talking about how the Republicans are lying. The Republicans are getting the wrong message out. The Republicans are given more. I mean, they actually say this with a straight face. They actually believe that the Republicans do better on social media than they do. And somebody actually had the guts to bring up, Mark Zuckerberg, who said that they were, that they were going to allow certain kinds of speech to go through, and it didn't matter. And frankly, that he felt like they leaned more conservative than liberal, which means he wants to he is leaning all the way towards socialism, and he doesn't realize that under socialism, he doesn't exist. Think about that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Earlier, I alluded to a story with actor Billy Porter to play a genderless fairy godmother in Cinderella. Right? Pretty ironic to think that the progressive Hollywood left, all these people that are keen on equality between men and women, are excited over turning a historically powerful female role into a genderless role. Look, if you haven't figured out yet that Hollywood's been smoking so much dope, they have nothing. They have absolutely nothing. I mean, look at what goes on at these events when they talk about the only person that should be able to play a gay role is a gay person. Only transgenders can play transgender roles. I mean, you're hearing this garbage over and over and over again. Okay, so here's how it works. Then only straight people can play straight roles. You have gay people in straight roles all the time. And that's okay. No double standard there. Guns are bad, shouldn't have guns, people shouldn't have guns. But then you make these movies that glorify guns. And then you have to hire people around you for security that have guns. But you're all against guns. I'm so confused. And it's just, and these things never stop with these people. Never stop. And now again, so here you have a genderless fairy god. You can't call her a godmother. And oh my God, you better take God away from me because you guys aren't even about God. What are you going to call it? Maybe we should just call it a fairy. But that has the other meaning, so maybe we can't do that. Fairy person. How's that? Fairy human? Unhuman. No. Fairy spirit. I don't know. I'm not going to change my whole dictionary. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming from the break. Check out the website. Sign up for our email blast. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KITS 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Oh, come on. I see you dancing over there. Joe, I'm your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Lots you can do up there. Dana Perino was talking earlier today. I am okay with her. I'm just not a big fan of hers. But she said if Hillary cared really, 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 really cared about the Democratic race, she would not put out a documentary and another book. Because you know what? It ain't about, well, everything's about her as far as she's concerned. But it ain't about her, really, if you think about it. So Perino called out 2016 Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton for using the media spotlight to criticize the current crop of Democrats. She said, if you really cared about the Democratic Party and you wanted them to have a primary that would be free of the past, you'd stay away. Why release your documentary now? Why release the book now? And she's right. Where do you pull all the information? Where do you pull all the energy of the party, the focus of the party? You know, she lost the 2016 election. She doesn't know it. She's hanging up because she believes that she won it. And somehow they're going to turn that around at some point. You know, she appeared on CNN's Fareed Zakari over the weekend. She said that Sanders, I don't think he's our strongest nominee against Donald Trump. However, she stopped short of throwing her endorsement behind the former Vice President Joe Biden. You know, Biden is more popular than Clinton was when you look at the numbers for the 2016 primary. Now, he could pull together a coalition, maybe as broad, if not broader, than the Clintons did. Now, Clintons did it out of fear. Really, they got people together out of fear for them. Where Biden, not so much. But I don't know. The Clintons are so full of themselves. They believe themselves to be the center of the universe, and that's why they have no problem doing the documentary or the book or anything else for that matter. It's really that simple. University Sex Week. I promise you that this hour. I know. I hate doing it. University Sex Week features a free vibrator giveaway, playing games like Sex Jeopardy and Condom Bingo. That's where you want to be, isn't it, right? My God. The University of Wisconsin is hosting a Sexual Health Week, which includes workshops about the LGBTQ plus community, sex education, and consent. There will also be lessons on how females can pleasure themselves in a much better way. Look, I'm being pretty darn good here. You should see what they've written. And guess who it's sponsored by? Come on. I'll give you 150 guests. Your first 149 don't count. Yeah, that's right, Planned Parenthood. Because, you know, they don't gain anything from any of this. Because if anything goes wrong and you get pregnant, they can take care of your problem. That's what they say. They can take care of your dilemma, your situation. God forbid you let that life live. It's also University of Wisconsin's Department of Psychology. They're actually underwriting the whole thing. Although Planned Parenthood should be, because they're the ones that are going to make out by it. According to a schedule of events, the week includes an event called a Teach-In, where they teach you how to pleasure yourself, and you get a free vibrator giveaway for the first 40 attendees. So make sure you sign up early, and sign up multiple times. You never know. Other events featured during the week include a session hosted by Planned Parenthood called Breakfast and Birth Control. Students receive free food and information about birth control. Gee, there's a shock, huh? The week of events is co-sponsored by the University of Wisconsin's La Crosse's Student Life, right? The health center on campus. It talks about campus activities. The Department of Psychology will also be involved in it as well. The week features a workshop called Flashback Friday to High School Sex Ed. Oh, God. According to the event description, the workshop will feature the LGBTQ plus sex education. Students are encouraged to come to this workshop to fill in the gaps in the LGBTQ sex ed. They'll discuss the importance of inclusion, inclusive curriculum, and learn about the policies that dictate. You know, 80% of what we talk about what goes on in school is all about the LGBTQ community, yet they're less than 10% of the population. And I've said this a million times. You don't forget them. You don't poo-poo them. You don't disrespect them. But you don't spend 80% of your time making sure they're covered, or they're cleaned up, or they're part of, or what have you. You know, seriously, I joke about this, but I mean it sincerely. I'm so tired of hearing about these unisex bathrooms, any sex, whatever. You don't want a sex, you do want a sex. You don't want a gender, you do want a gender. Which is it? Will you guys get together and come up with a process? You know why they call it gender fluid? It's because you can't make up your mind about anything. You know, it should be life fluid is what you should really call it. Students are also invited to participate in a variety of sex-themed games such as Sex Jeopardy and Condom Bingo. There'll also be conversations about consent and sexual communication. I don't even know what that means. The event post also includes a menstrual product drive for all. I don't know what for all means. In the collection period, products such as tampons, pads, liners, reusable underwear, and menstrual cups will be given away during the month of March. In an article by student newspaper The Racket Press, the president and founder of Period UWL, Juliet Motion, she explained that men can get periods too. Oh God, here we go again. What are they going to do with these biology books now? They're going to throw them all away? You're going to burn them? What are you going to do with them? Because from a scientific basis, you cannot say anything goes. I already said to you what I would do on the bathrooms. I would put your I would put a picture of the male genitalia on one door and female genitalia on the other, and just basically say, if you've got this, you go here. Or if you want to, which would be more true to fact, you put an X and X and an X on one door and an X and a Y on the other. What do you think? They want to empower all students, said the university, to make healthy decisions around sexual activity by providing unbiased evidence-based truthful information, which is a lie right there. Look it. They still call until they get a change from a scientist. They can't change it easily. In the scientific world, the medical world, they still call it gender dysphoria. Why do they do that? Why do you think they call it that? If it's okay and there's no problems with it, the medical community have already accepted it. Hopkins University, one of the most prestigious medical facilities, medical schools in the country, has stopped doing the operation for transgender because they can't back it up. They can't accept it from a scientific standpoint. Joe Mesid, your host, interviews from CPAC, where you're safe. It's only on the radio. When we come back. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You-
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help.
President Trump speaking in the White House briefing room on the coronavirus as he looks for ways to help the American worker during this critical time.
So that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck. We're going to be working with companies and small companies, large companies, a lot of companies, so that they don't get penalized for something that's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not our country's fault. This was something that we were thrown into, and we're going to handle it, and we have been handling it very well.
And the market taking a huge hit, the Dow down just over 2,000 points, and the Grand Princess finally docking in Oakland, California. Folks sick taken off the ship and transported to area hospitals. Others will be taken off in waves over the next few days and flown to military bases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, and I mean that sincerely. Otherwise, I'm here talking to myself, right? I mean, always a good time. Again, you know, if you want to get text messages, text, let me try this in English. If you want to get text alerts, it's real simple. Just text TRS to 77, it's not like a bunch of snakes, 77222, that's TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, so Chris Shemelinski joined me at CPAC. He's with Numbers USA, and these guys have been watching the numbers from an immigration standpoint, and they really had their finger on the pulse. They know what we can take, what we can't take, who should we bring in, who we can't bring in. But I'm going to let the experts speak because obviously I can't. All right, like I said, we continue to come to you from CPAC 2020, and I appreciate your time with me. And I tell you what, it's I always love coming out here. I don't love getting prepared to come out here, but I love coming out there once I get here because I get to meet some great people, get to have conversations longer than 8 minutes long or 3 minutes long or what have you, as we have on the radio on a regular basis. But I've got Chris Shemelinski with me, and he is the Deputy Director for Numbers USA. You know, we talk about Numbers USA. We use their information on a regular basis. And you're the largest grassroots immigration reduction organization with more than 8 million participants in all 435 congressional districts. Chris, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, when you say immigration reduction, you're not talking about immigration, wiping out immigration to the country, are you?
No, absolutely not. No, we support immigration. We just believe there should be limits.
Right.
And
legal.
Yeah. And most people, I think, would agree that there should be limits. The debate is over where should those limits be.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you listen to some of the Democratic presidential candidates right now, they don't think there should be limits. But you know, we just, that's what we want to have. We want to have a civil discussion about where those limits should be. Right now, legal immigration averages about 1.1 million per year. We think it should be at least cut in half down to about 500,000, which is pretty much the average of what it was between about 1960 and about 1990.
You know, you want to have a civil discussion. That's strike one. You know, that's not going to happen.
Not on this issue.
And you know what? I love telling people all the time. It's not, you know, my family was not here. My family came here. Okay, they were all Italian immigrants, getting away from Mussolini. You know, and what was left behind from him. So they are appreciative of this country. They came over the right way. In those days, they needed sponsors, and you had to prove you could take care of yourself, or somebody could take care of you. That has been thrown out the window. As you saw recently, the Democrats are up in arms that you should be required to prove that you're not going to go on government welfare right after you step on the land. I mean,
yeah.
At one time, it was very taboo to take any money from the government. When did that change?
Yeah, and during that great wave between, what, like 1870 and 1920, roughly, there were no social welfare programs here in the United States. So I mean, my ancestors, same way. They came during the great wave, one set from Italy, one set from Poland, and you know, they came here. They had to learn the language. Now, the country froze immigration after 1920, so that allowed them to assimilate, because we did take in people and a fairly large number post the Civil War era. But you're right, there were no social welfare programs that they could rely on, and today's immigration system allows them to rely on those welfare systems. That's not immigration that serves in the national interest, and it should serve the national interest. You know, you refer to the public charge rule, a great move by the Trump administration to make sure that people who are coming in the country can actually support themselves.
Add to the country and not take over. That was a big deal. What are you bringing here? You know, when people say, this is a nation of immigrants. Well, yeah, but it was a nation of immigrants that added to, didn't take from.
Right.
You know, my grandfather came to this country. He was a tailor.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were masons. They were carpenters. You know, that added to the country. And now we don't see that. It's like, no matter what you got going on, come on in.
Yeah. Yeah. And they say, well, they come here, they can pursue the American dream and become big. That's kind of counterintuitive to what the Democratic presidential candidates are saying. They're saying you can't make it in America right now, and that's why they want to do all these radical things. So it's quite ironic.
All right, so just so for clarity, because I've read stuff and I've heard stuff, you're not looking to stop immigration. You just want sane immigration. You want people coming in that can add to, you know, we don't have, as we had in World War II, where we had people being killed in mass numbers, you know, that war-torn areas that they were in. We've been known to help out. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But right now, the expectation, I've been on CNN and had arguments with these people who think we're supposed to be the caregivers for the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And you know, right now, the fine men and women who work at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, who are responsible for vetting these people, they're already overwhelmed. Oh, they have more than 1 million green cards that they're issuing every single year. They're giving out up to, you know, close to another million guest workers that they're allowing in every single year, plus the 40 million travelers that are coming in for tourism or for business travel or for other reasons. We want to be able to help those people that are truly in need, but the system's already overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard for us to take more people and to properly vet these people, especially right now when everybody's freaked out about the coronavirus. You know, we have to be extra vigilant in who we allow in and out of the country. So, again, we're not trying to cut off immigration completely. Most of our immigration is driven right now by what's referred to as chain migration.
Right.
That's the sponsorship of family members. We fully support allowing new immigrants to be able to bring in their nuclear family members, but they're being able to sponsor their non-nuclear family members.
Second cousin, third cousin, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, and that's where we think the line should be drawn. Just by getting rid of non-nuclear family members, you're going to cut immigration by about a third of where it's at right now.
So when I grew up in the 70s, I was in the north end of Boston, like predominantly, overwhelmingly Italian. And these people literally came in on the boat on the weekend. And I went to a parochial school. They were at school on Monday because that was important to their parents.
Right.
These kids didn't speak a word of English, right? And I remember that the nuns would buddy them up with the English-speaking kids.
We'd have them speaking English within 90 days, a very relatively short period of time. And they would take that home.
Yeah.
And now the parents were speaking English.
Exactly.
So it was always funny to listen to my grandmother. She'd be down at the corner store speaking Italian to that guy, but she'd have to get on the phone to talk with somebody, and she'd be speaking English.
Yeah.
You know, but we poo-poo that today.
Yeah. Well, and back then we were only bringing in about 400,000 to 500,000 legal immigrants every single year. So you had that ability for those people to come in and assimilate, learn English, and
it was encouraged then, though.
Right. Exactly. So now you're seeing, because immigration is such a high rate, and it is focused on certain areas throughout the country. I live in Northern Virginia. Northern Virginia is a pocket for new legal immigration. You got the Fairfax County School District, which has nearly 50% of its new incoming students don't speak English as their first language. So they have to provide these services for them, putting huge strain on the public school systems. So, and that's simply because of the large quantity of people that we're bringing in. If we just brought it down a little bit, make it a whole lot easier to get those people.
And those are the ones you know about.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
We're not even touching illegal immigration.
I live in California, so, you know, I see what happens out there. You know, they had a program years and years and years ago, and it screwed the school systems, because they had two teachers to a classroom, one teaching Spanish, one teaching in English. Said the kids would assimilate faster. I know from personal experience, that never worked in Boston. The teacher taught in English, and the kid working with him would help him translate.
Yep.
And it made them move faster. So they scrubbed that because of how much money it was costing.
Right.
They recently brought it back, and now they're talking about they call it a dual immersion program, getting kids ready for the global economy. Now, I'm a trustee of the school board. Now, you can imagine, I start a conservative trustee. I kick it up my heels, and I say, wait a minute. You know how I know this is BS? Because if you're trying to get them ready for the global economy, you'd be teaching them Chinese. You would not be teaching them Spanish.
Right.
All right. You're getting ready for the takeover of California.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, when you look at the interests of the kids, you know, and a lot of these school districts, they're completely separating the non-English speaking children and not even allowing them.
Right.
Not so much not allowing them, but because they're providing them classes that are solely spoken. That solely taught in their native languages, they're not even around the students that speak English. They're never going to learn the language, and you're basically setting them up for failure. Yeah, it's great for maybe a global economy, but again, is Spanish or some of these other languages necessarily the right language for them to be focused on?
No.
But here in the United States, in most places, we don't have a national language.
Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Seriously. From CPAC 2020, we'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's talk about the California prison systems by somebody who has a clue, because I'll tell you what, they're going to put thousands of people out of work here in California shortly. This state is just a mess, and it's so lost.
Funny, always, as I've been saying, I hate getting ready to come here, but once I get here and I get rolling, everything's cool. I enjoy myself. So I've got Brian Maloney with me. He's a co-founder of Media Quality Project, and we're going to talk about California prisons. And I got to tell you something. I had the guys on yesterday from conservatives concerned about the death penalty or capital punishment or whatever. I am one that believes in capital punishment. And they kept bringing up the dollar amount, you know, how much it costs to run these prisons and how much it costs. And I said, look, right now California's considering taking, unprivatizing them and taking them back under state control. And whenever the state runs anything, you know how swell that runs, right?
Yeah,
how
oh, yeah.
lean it runs, and I'm sure they'll save us all kinds of tax dollars. Tell me what you're
It's beyond that. So actually California, under Governor Newsom, banned private prisons under AB 32, which he signed into law last year. So these private prisons are about to close. So these private prisons are so much better run than the dumps that the state runs. I mean, they do it cheaply. They have all these education programs for these guys when they come out. They have something, maybe, you know, they go into a career or something, you know, something productive rather than being criminals. They do such a better job. But Newsom and the left got all these places shut down. So now Trump and ICE are trying to come in and say, hey, instead of laying off 1,200 people at these prisons, middle-class families, most of whom, these prison workers, are Hispanic, African-Americans, who are making a decent wage in a town, you know, in towns where there's no economy, otherwise nothing but poverty,
right,
in these towns in Central California. Let's bring in ICE and have ICE turn these into immigrant detention facilities under the same private company, GEO Group. So the left has been screaming. They bring activists. They've been busing them into these towns, banging pots and pans, screaming their heads off to stop this from happening. These workers are going to lose their jobs. And get this, California paid them $17 an hour. ICE is going to pay them $46 an hour. So if they can keep their jobs, they get their pay is going to practically triple. Otherwise, they're going to be out of work. Newsom has no alternative for any of these workers when they lose their jobs. No, they just go on the unemployment line.
He has no alternative for anything.
No.
He's got all kinds of stuff down. And it's just always amazing to listen to his, well, I was going to say to listen to his logic behind it, but there's no logic behind it.
Well, Governor Newsom has every intention of running for president, and he will. He is going to do everything he can to become people. Unless you've lived in California, and I grew up there. I don't live there anymore. I grew up there. Unless you've lived and you understand his determination to pull it off, and how he has billionaire backers, he will do anything to become president.
Right.
And he is an empty-headed bot. He is controlled by billionaires.
Right.
They programmed his head. I mean, it is sinister and evil. It was actually the LA Times that did an expose on Governor Newsom. He is, and the billionaires that brought him into power.
Yeah. No. And you're exactly right. Even the people on the left there in California are not behind him anymore. They're kind of moving away from him. He's doing some really crazy stuff. But what's the alternative? What's the replacement? Most of the people they have in California in these positions of authority, they're not just far left. They've moved to a different planet altogether.
Well, that's it. And in a lot of ways, in a de facto sense, California is barely part of the United States anymore. I mean, people laugh, but I mean, in what way is California really working with the rest of America toward anything?
No ideologies that they have that line up with any part of the rest of America.
Even
say, bring the wall. When you bring that wall across the southern border, just go north, right? When
well,
you
that's
California.
Exactly. But see, my strategy is, I think there are parts of California that can be salvaged. Because when you go inland in California, you get away from the coast, that elitism is gone.
Right.
You know, the attitudes are much more grounded. They're much more like the rest of America. When you're in Bakersfield, it's not the Bay Area. It's not San Francisco.
Right.
I
agree with you. No,
exactly. So there are chunks of California that can be salvaged. So I think that's what we need to try to do.
But you know something? I got to tell you, I'm an elected official on a school board in California, and the cities, the smaller, I'm not obviously not Los Angeles, but the smaller cities and towns are almost all Republican run. Almost all of them.
It's amazing.
And when you try to make that leap from you know, you might have the safest. Our city is among the safest in the state. Okay, all five members of our council are Republican, and if they try to make the jump to the state level, they can't do it. They're blocked at every turn, and I don't get it.
The machine that the Democrats have in place in California, the organization they have, the money they have, Republicans don't have anything to match it at all in that state, and that's why we lost it.
Well, and I'll give you two things there, though, too. You've got Silicon Valley, right? And the regulations that they put in place and the things they put on those guys, they could easily bury the Democrats in that state if they would get together and figure it out.
But so many in Silicon Valley are on the left themselves. I mean, so many. That's the problem.
But they don't. Listen, the governor just put a moratorium on charter schools. They took educational choice away from parents.
That's crazy.
I don't know how they don't see that. You talk to those Silicon Valley guys, most of those, they send them to private schools. They send them to schools that have nothing to do with public education.
Absolutely right. When you look at these liberal politicians, where they send their own kids, it's almost inevitably to private schools. I lived in Seattle for a long time, and all the liberal elites send their kids to private schools. I mean, there was actually a study that proved it. They don't send their kids to those horrible public schools. They all go to private schools. Charter schools really are the answer. My own kids are in a charter school. I live in Massachusetts, of all places, a very blue state. But we have great charter schools there. Yep. We have a Republican governor. He's not very conservative, but I'd take him over Newsom in a heartbeat.
Yep. I grew up in the north end of Boston.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Right. Okay.
So I left right after the blizzard of 78, and I said, look, I don't need to do this. So I was going to move to Texas or California. I made the mistake of moving to California. But I've seen Massachusetts take a nose. I mean, they were quote-unquote liberal back in the 60s and 70s, but it was sane liberalism, if you would.
Yeah, but what's weird is actually living in Massachusetts, how most people are not all that liberal. You get away from the colleges, you get into the suburbs. People are pretty conservative, and that's what has been amazing to me. They're pretty traditional, whereas in California, people are socially radical. I mean, that's the difference. I mean, for me, that is, there's this New England Yankee thing, and they're not actually that socially liberal.
Right.
They're actually more traditional.
But right. And you know what? It was funny. I know we're getting away from our topic here, but I remember when under Obama, they were bringing kids and they were bringing illegals into town. And I remember, you know, here's Massachusetts, big union group in the whole nine yards. And when they were bringing those quote-unquote immigrants in to relocate them, we saw people coming against it in Boston. I said, you know, there might be hope here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Oh, no, it's amazing. The attitudes are not, they're not. It's the people who work for colleges. They're the liberals. If you didn't have 1,000 colleges in Boston, it wouldn't be that liberal
in
town.
Every corner. It's just amazing.
A lot of those colleges are going to close. They're broke.
Oh, they can't keep going the way they're going.
No.
And getting. I always joke, and you'll appreciate this, is I said, yeah, I went to college. I didn't go there for a degree. I went to every college that was, on Booze Row there in downtown. There was a party every weekend. So.
Oh, that's a fun place to go to college.
Isn't it?
And the party never ends. I can't think of a better place to go to college.
So how do people help you in your endeavor?
Well, one thing I've been just trying to do is raise awareness about this. If conservatives don't become activists again this year, what are we? Because what I've got is I see a lot of
we're Facebook warriors.
Yeah. We're complacent.
Don't get me.
We think that if a lot of people show up to a Trump rally that we're all set for the year.
Right.
And the bottom line is that's great. But we got to retake the House. We've got to raise money. But we also have to support ICE. And we also have to defend our borders. And this is, I'm screaming out there. People have forgotten this. They've forgotten about defending the borders. They're smuggling Chinese nationals in crates over the Mexican border. It was in the New York Post last night.
It was.
They are in crates. Where are we? Why are we asleep on this? What is going on out there?
Well, because we've been told that all ICE does is rip families apart.
Right.
Now, I will say, Governor Newsom, I call him Governor Nuisance.
That's what I call him, too.
So he's got a problem right now.
Yeah.
The problem is that ICE is actually grabbing illegals from the hallways of the courthouses.
Yes. Brilliant. They did that in Sonoma. Sonoma County.
This is perfect because they're grabbing somebody that they have a warrant for. You can't stop them.
No, you can't. And they're doing that in Boston, too, and they're screaming bloody murder in Boston about it. And the thing is, the federal government has the authority. These lunatics at the local level don't, and they never will.
I love this. I love the fact that the court ruling that came down the other day and said that, look, if you apply for federal grant money, and the grant money is given with certain conditions, you don't meet the conditions, they don't have to give you the money.
Well, that's it.
Now, I thought that was like second grade logic, but
apparently it
wasn't.
Before Trump, we never had a Republican willing to take on these blue areas
true.
And just say, you know what, ICE is just coming in whether you like it or not, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's brilliant.
Yeah. I can't wait till he starts pushing back on the states and the cities that allow, you know, marijuana sales. And it's not that you're against marijuana. That's not the point. The point is always follow the law first and change it legally.
Right.
Right? That's kind of where my head's at with all this stuff. If you don't like it, maybe it doesn't make any sense. I agree. So you're going to teach your kids and others, just break it, just ignore it, just don't do it?
Well, I think that's it. And I think what I'm trying to do with ICE in California is get people aware that these city councils have to approve the ICE reuse plans for these prisons.
Yeah.
So one town is McFarland in Kern County, north of Bakersfield. The other town is called Adelanto. It's in San Bernardino County near Victorville. I don't know if you know. Yeah. A lot of people never heard of these towns. But without these prisons, there's not much of an economy in these places. places otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, they're going to do away with that. They're going to do away with coal. They're going to do away with fracking. They're going to do away with...
Yeah, well, right. And then what are you left with?
Well, a large unemployment line.
Right.
Well, that's it. And a big welfare state with no industry.
Yeah.
Well, they can make apps in Silicon Valley, right?
All right, Brian. Thanks for being with me.
Appreciate
your time. We'll put your information up on the website. Thank
you. Perfect. Thank you.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Millennial Nate joins me in the next hour. Don't go far. We're going to be talking to kids live, well, not live, from high school campus in Southern California. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.